In England today, there was World Cup euphoria. Millions trekked to their local pubs to watch the English team play to a draw against Sweden. England superstar David Beckham lasted for only 60 of the opening match's 90 minutes. He's recovering from a broken foot. The World Cup coincides with the Queen's Golden Jubilee. But as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from London, you could be forgiven for thinking that the reigning family was not the Windsors.
Pity poor Elizabeth II. Her golden jubilee comes but once in 50 years, and the glory's been eclipsed by a footballer. Here in Ye Olde Surgeon's Pub, blocks from the London College of Medicine, more beer than orange juice is imbibed by 10 in the morning as England battles Sweden. Fred Mills sips a Coke and vodka with friend Keelan Byrne and talks about the uncommon commoner who is the hope of the nation. David Beckham. The man-child known as Bex, born 27 years ago, has achieved a level of fame that rivals the royals.
He's a god-like figure. He's an inspiration to everyone everywhere.
We're all very jealous. Seriously. Because you see him in the paper every day, and he is so handsome. I'm not envious of his wife, though. You know, his wife is not very desirable at all.
Beckham and his Spice Girl wife, Posh, or Victoria, has proven an irresistible opportunity for the paparazzi. No one's been lavished with such attention since the late Princess Diana. In this celebrity-obsessed society, the Beckhams are the trendy, up-to-date royals. Beck's hairdo keeps them on the cutting edge. His shaven head last year started a fashion trend. His latest do, a streak down the center, makes him look like a golden cockatoo, a haircut likely to be less emulated. Gemma Trout, a 25-year-old nurse, came to tip a pint with her colleague Andrina Garrity and says, so what if the world-famous midfielder isn't exactly Churchillian?
He hasn't got the highest IQ in the world, but he certainly comes across a lot better than he did about... But in comparison to about 4 years ago, when he used to speak publicly, he definitely comes across better now.
4 years ago, Beckham kicked an Argentine player during the last World Cup, got tossed from the game and from the hearts of his countrymen. But 25-year-old drama student Fred Mills says Beck's reformed and all's forgiven.
4 years ago, he was hated. I mean, people were hanging effigies of him outside pubs, and now he's not smug, he's not arrogant, he's the nation's hero, so...
Now, what does that say about England?
Well, I think we're a very fickle nation, and our opinions of people in the limelight change at the drop of a hat.
England's team announcements have been reduced to daily medical bulletins about Beckham. 7 weeks ago, he broke the metatarsal in his left foot. The foot has kept everyone from the Prime Minister on down and up worried. But Beck's declared himself fit. But to the dismay of fans, he left today's game 30 minutes early.
If we score again, I'll be optimistic.
A Swedish goal that then tied the game sobered the pub up even more quickly. But the clientele promises to be back when England takes on arch foe Argentina. Football fanatics Princes William and Harry missed today's game. The palace said they were happy to represent their grandmother at a Jubilee church service in Swansea instead. But the young royals are not likely to miss the pageantry of David Beckham when he takes the field again Friday. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.